In the continuing series, A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing, we hear about the hymn, Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord, found in the Worship Supplement, number 224, and the Lutheran Service Book, number 497. One of Martin Luther's greatest contributions to Christian worship was his effort to collect and produce hymns for the congregation in their own language. He was insistent that the people should become active participants in learning and proclaiming the gospel through singing. For the Festival of Pentecost, he wrote the German hymn, Come, Heiliger Geist, Herre Gott. Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord. He based this hymn on a text and melody that was already familiar. There was a Latin antiphon, or responsive prayer, in use that was spoken or sung at Pentecost. It went, Come, Holy Spirit, fill up the hearts of your believers and kindle in them the fire of your love. You who have gathered the nations in the unity of the faith through all the diverse languages, Alleluia, Alleluia. Luther translated this antiphon and made it the first verse of his hymn, fitting it to a melody that was similar to the one heard at church. It is a prayer that the Holy Spirit would come and pour out his gifts in our hearts, gifts such as faith, peace, and forgiveness. Truly, without the Spirit's work in us, we could neither receive nor hold on to any of these blessings. As Paul teaches, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Further, we do not ask the Spirit's blessings for ourselves alone, but for people everywhere. We pray that he would work in others too, and unite them with us in the Holy Christian Church. So the hymn speaks, Thou in faith dost men unite of every land and every tongue. This to thy praise, O Lord our God, be sung. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To this first verse, based on the 11th century antiphon, Luther added two more original verses. In the second verse, he addressed how it is that we receive the Holy Spirit's gifts. Namely, they come to us through the Word of God. The Word is the tool the Spirit uses to work faith in our hearts. So we pray that the Word be preached to us without error, and that lead our hearts and minds to trust in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the hymn speaks, O cause the word of life to shine, teach us to know our God aright. From every error keep us free, let none but Christ our Master be, that we in living faith abide in him our Lord with all our might confide. We make so much of the Word of God in our worship services and teaching today because the Word cannot be separated from the work of the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, there is the Word. Where the Word is, there is the Spirit. The closing verse is a prayer that, having heard the Word of God, the Spirit would help us lead holy lives according to it, especially in times of trial and temptation. There are echoes here of Luther's explanation to the second petition of the Lord's Prayer. Quote, God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His Holy Word and live a godly life here in time and hereafter in eternity. Close quote. Compare this with our hymn, Grant us the will, thy work to do, and in thy service to abide. Let trials turn us not aside. Lord, by thy power prepare each heart, that bravely here we may contend, through life and death to thee, our Lord, ascend. To this we say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. This article is written by David Schaller, who has recently accepted the call to the faculty of Emanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.